Yeah. That didn't get tired over the weekend. I still love it. Hey, I've got a name.
Let's do it. Is it pronounceable?
It is.
Okay, nice.
This one is in the realm of pronounceability.
Okay.
Chris Hostrup of Woodland Hills. Don't know if it's a female or male. It's a Chris Hostrup of Woodland Hills. You have 10 minutes. Starting the clock. 888-696-1003 is the number. 888-696-1003. Chris Hostrup to call us back so we can give you $100. Otherwise, we'll give another $100 to Wazir Ali.
Ah.
And I think Wazir Ali will know just what to do with that dough. Christian, coming up a little bit later on.
Yeah.
Today is feedback day.
I see what you did there.
We've got the results of a poll of listeners to Andy in the afternoon. Some perceptual questions about you and me.
Oh, okay.
You'll love the answers.
Yeah, I look forward to hearing
it's
that.
100.3 The Sound. I don't like it when they sing over the music.
You know what I don't like, Andy? I don't like when they sing over the music.
We got to play some more music right now.
Are we going to sing over
some Blue Oyster Cult? But I need to get somebody to call me, 888-696-1003. If you want a chance to have a Q&A with Neil Young. Neil Young has screenings of his movies coming up here, and Cameron Crowe is going to moderate it. If you want to be at that, and match wits with Christian in the Classic Rock Time Capsule, 888-696-1003 right now. Hey, here's a little bit of feedback from over the weekend on our research study.
Yeah.
Somebody said, I'm not sure they have a good rapport. Andy was better before. I miss the time capsule.
So do I. Not a day goes by I'm not like, man, I wish we were doing the time capsule today.
So I hope somebody calls to do the time capsule with us.
We're doing it?
It's Blue Oyster Cult.
I thought we weren't doing it.
Andy in the afternoon.
Oh, we are doing it.
We're doing it.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, we're doing it.
No, I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
100.3 The Sound. It's Andy in the afternoon. I can tell you that we did not get a call back from whoever's name I called out. Was it Scott? Anyway, Wazir Ali of Roland Heights. Wazir, you have another $100. We're going to do it again at the top of the hour, 4 o'clock. So listen for your name to get called out. Maybe we'll put you on the sound payroll. In the meantime, you need to text payroll to 21003 to get in the running for that. But today is something special. There was a research study that you filled out over the weekend, and we're really glad that you did that. But we've got the feedback.
See what we did there, Joe?
Like that, Joe?
Good radio,
Uncle
right?
Joe Benson has joined us. Joe, use your dulcet tones, if you would, please, to share one of the pieces of feedback from one of the listeners. Would you read that?
Appropriate. My voice is going south right now.
It'll make it sound better.
Man.
I can't mention the juice out of rutabagas in this, can I?
No.
Okay, I'm not even sure what that is. Andy, I don't even see a name. Somebody didn't sign. Andy has always acted like he could care less what the listener thinks or wants, and that his doesn't stink. Well, the grammar is well done.
We don't count on
him. Jack FM Robot can do the same job. A lot of us are glad he's not in the mornings anymore. He's not the person I want. Well, did you piss this guy off? You're trying to attract listeners. I hope there's something nice about me in this. Better ratings. Remember when Andy was funny? That's the only Andy I've ever known. Goofy. I don't either. Need a personality that can unite and attract listeners. Christian is an actual musician.
Actual.
Okay. And it's more fun to listen to than Andy. Did you write this?
Yeah.
Andy complained so much about getting up in the morning. He was working mornings instead. He'd be thankful about having a job like that. Most of us hard work cannot listen very long on any radio. Blah, 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 blah.
Sweet.
And even better now, Andy is gone.
Ah, nice.
Jeez.
Appreciate that.
God.
We'll be reading feedback throughout the day.
Wow. I'll tell you what.
I think the week. Rutabaga would be better.
Yeah, no, I got to say, my mom went for the throat on that one, dude, and I apologize.
We've got the time capsule, which someone thinks we've discontinued.
Yeah, we're not doing that anymore.
That's coming up next.
Right, okay.
Along with Chris. Listener Chris is going to match wits with Christian, if that's not a contradiction in terms.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the way. Thank you, Joseph.
I'm a real musician, Andy. Shut it.
It's Andy in the afternoon. What we have here is...
Oh, are we doing this?
It's time
we still do this.
Oh,
Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule.
That's right. It's open. And we've got somebody on the phone who's going to play along. Who's on the phone with us? Hi.
Hold on. The computer's... Hold on. We've got... Hold on, Andy.
Oh, great.
We've
while you're doing that, I'm going to say it's Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule for Monday, February 22nd, 2016. I'm going to ask Christian about... a question about... top money-making artists in a minute. And who's on the line?
Chris from Garden Grove.
Oh, great. Where I'm surrounded by Chris's.
Yeah, you're welcome, pal.
And nary a drop to drink. Okay, Garden Grove Chris, hold on just a minute. I'm going to bring you in for the question here in just a couple of minutes. Meantime, I'll tell you that this is the day in 1968 that Genesis released their first single, The Silent Son. And Peter Gabriel and Tony Banks later say that their producer, Jonathan King, was a big Bee Gees fan. So they write a song in that vein to try to impress him. Let's have a listen and see if they hit that Bee Gees mark.
Baby, you feel so close.
Yep.
Yeah, because if you think about it, Bee Gees at that time did sound like that. They weren't disco Bee Gees.
Right.
They were, you know,
Yeah, it's
pretty good. That's
actually
a good facsimile.
It's actually pretty close. Today in 1969, London's Oz magazine reviews Led Zeppelin's first album. What do they have to say about it? Reviewer Felix Dennis says it, quote, defies immediate classification or description simply because it's so obviously a turning point in rock music that only time seems capable of shifting it into eventual perspective.
Wow.
Man, that just about nails it, doesn't
it? Yeah, that's right on the numbers.
It really gets it. Also this day in 1969, T-Rex kick off their tour of the UK at the Free Trade Hall in Manchester. Their opening act is David Bowie performing a one-man mime show.
Mimes! Mimes! Stop the car!
Man, I bet that was not for me.
Woo!
Okay, so Christian, let's bring Christian. Bring Chris back into the question. Today in 2001, the Sunday Mirror in the UK lists whom as the top British musical moneymakers of the year 2000. Is it the Rolling Stones or the Beatles? Some five decades on. Christian, Rolling Stones or the Beatles in 2000 making the most money in the UK?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't think we were doing the time capsule anymore. I was just reading about the collapse of international maritime freight. I'm going to say... It's a trick question. It's going to be the Rolling Stones. No, it's not. It's going to be the Beatles. It's the Beatles.
Chris, is he correct or not?
He is correct.
He is, in fact, correct. The Beatles earned over $50 million in 2000. You remember why? It was due to the success of that number one singles compilation, the Red album with the number one on it.
It's awesome.
It came out in November, right? Before
Boom.
Christmas, just in time to make a stocking stuffer.
Smart.
So good for you. You're going to be going to that Neil Young event, Chris. It's an evening with Neil Young, his critically acclaimed comedy, Human Highway, a live Q&A, Neil Young, Cameron Crowe, and some friends. It gives you unprecedented access to a rock and roll legend. His classic concert documentary, Rust Never Sleeps, also playing that night. It's a special live one-night event, Monday, February 29th. And for tickets and other theater locations showing the event, you can go to fathomevents.com. Hold the phone, Chris. We'll get you set up, okay?
Okay.
Congrats, and you're welcome.
And in the meantime, I'm going to play you a little T-Rex up in here. A song that, ironically, does not bang a gong once.
While you do that, I'm gonna reenact the David Bowie mime thing over here. So
oh, good.
Just,
go. You're in the box. Go.
See?
You're pulling rope.
Now I'm walking
against the wind,
pal.
Nice. I find Christian's voice irritating. He seems to talk just to hear himself speak. Like what he does with the dissection, but leave it at that. Andy's great and obviously dedicated to the sound, but I think Mark's show has lost something since the talent left. Cool experiment. Now let's send Christian packing. Andy back to Mark and give Cynthia the afternoon spot she deserves.
I consider that done.
It's pretty good, right? That's some of the feedback we got of the over the weekend on the report. Most of it is glowing. 74% of the people say they love it. They like it.
Fantastic.
I appreciate that. But that's boring. I want to hear the salty stuff people have to say.
My girlfriend would agree with the talks to hear his own sad as that was.
Round one. Oh. Fight.
It's time for a song fight, people. I won on Friday, so it's my turn to start off here. Song fight, if you're new to it, every day on Andy in the Afternoon, we each pick a song. No repeats, but no other rules. The picks are secret, and then you tell us what your gut says, which song wins in a vote by text. So I get to go first. I think that a deeper cut from Eric Clapton beats anything else you got. I got a rock and roll heart and a Money and Cigarettes album. Butter.
I've got a feeling he could be serious, girl. Right at this moment,
you know what I don't like?
Stop it.
Any of Andy's picks on Song Fight.
Before we go crazy, before we explode, there's something about me.
You gotta know, like the lyrics.
You got to know.
57 Chevys. All right, your turn now, Christian. You select the song, and we'll see.
Yeah, it's just it's a slow burn, this one. It's gonna.
Oh, you stink! Oh, God, I hate you. I hate you with the intensity of the sun. All right. If Andy's song wins, text A to 21003. If it's Christian's, you text C. There's
you went within the air tonight there on Friday, there dude.
There was scorched earth on Friday. That's true. If it's Christian's, text C to 21003. Don't text and drive. Standard rates apply. Results announced after 6 p.m. God, I hate you.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm voting C. It's not tough.
We haven't even played the majority of the song yet.
Stop it. Okay. We'll announce somebody for the payroll in just a minute. Stick around. This is Andy in the afternoon. I don't even need to hear the guitar. No.
It's going to win. Get to voting, everybody.
It's going to win. Andy in the afternoon. Stick around. That's really the Rolling Stones. Do you know that?
Is it really?
Yeah.
Man.
It's pretty cool. Hey, it's time to put someone on the payroll.
No, it's not.
It is. And her name is Brittany Holmes of Corona. Brittany Holmes of Corona. You've got 10 minutes to call us back. I'm starting the clock. And 888-696-1003 is the number. 10 minutes, 888-696-1003, Brittany Holmes of Corona. Call back so we can give you $100. Otherwise, we'll make it $300 for Wazir Ali.
Cha-ching.
So coming up this hour, Christian, I'm going to share some more of the feedback.
Oh, nice.
From the research report on Andy in the afternoon. It's 5 weeks old, the show. Do you know that?
Happy birthday, buddy. Yeah,
pinch me.
Yeah.
So that's coming up. I think you'll like it. And this is Queen and David Bowie.
Doesn't get any better than this, pal.
Yes.
Really doesn't.
This is really good dead guy rock right here.
Yep.
So coming up here at the bottom of the hour, Christian, you got to talk to Phil Collins.
I did.
I got to talk this morning to Neil Percival Young. On Mark in the Morning, and it was an awful lot of fun.
Yeah.
Did not disappoint. Turns out he's a cool guy. I'm going to share just a snippet of the interview, like a minute of it.
Did you cry?
I didn't weep like a little bitch, like you did.
I did.
I regret that now. Ring. And in the afternoon, there's Christian right over there.
Hi, bud.
And this is 100.3 The Sound. I know, dude.
A little feedback for you.
We'll have some more feedback from this weekend's survey of sound listeners. 75.75% of them like or love it. That's boring, though. Right? Yeah. Though we appreciate that, we want to focus on the colorful language of those who don't. Anyway, Wazir Ali, you get another $100. We didn't get a call back from the 4 o'clock name, so you get another $300 for you now, sir. And we'll find out at the top of the hour if we stretch that to $400 for the day. But speaking of feedback, getting a lot of good feedback on the interview that I was able to do this morning. I wretched it. I took it out of the hands of Mark because he was just going to bollocks it up. It was going to be bad. Anyway, I got the chance to say to Neil Young, Christian, how much he meant to me as a musical hero. I saved it for the end of the interview, whereas you just kind of blubbered at the beginning.
Yep.
But I thought maybe you'd like to hear this. Hey, Neil, you're the reason that I play music poorly.
I'm the reason I play music poorly, too.
Valid.
You're not the only reason.
But you've been a lifelong inspiration for me, and I know a lot of other people, so great to talk to you today, man.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, and have a great time at the movie. I'll be there, too. It's going to be fun. My family's coming.
All right. Take care, Neil.
All right. See you.
Such a nice guy. So down to earth. I'm going to share another little bit, that cool story about him and Bob Dylan coming up in a few minutes. And later tonight, I'm going to use my guitar and play it poorly. A little variation on the bedtime story. It's going to be a lullaby this evening. Up next, we're going to break down some music, because that's what people in this research report...
They
say you should stick to, Christian.
Oh, yeah, they did say that. Yeah, and to quit. What was the other one? Quit? Stop doing it? Stop working? What was it?
Pack it up. Pack it in. Something like that.
Yeah.
I'll get the exact wording in moments. This is Andy in the Afternoon on The Sound. Andy in the Afternoon with Christian James Hand.
Hello.
Break down some music. What do you got here for
us? Well, we're going to do a little Yes roundabout. So I thought it'd be nice to solo out Mr. Bill Bruford playing the drums. Now, he's in King Crimson and Yes.
Sure.
Obviously, did you know he played with Genesis for a little bit?
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. When Phil switched up to being the lead singer, Bill was the drummer of choice for the time in between.
How about that?
So this is a bad mother shut your mouth, if you know what I'm saying. So let's listen to what he does in the middle bit where it goes into the whole that
bit. Right, right, yeah.
This is what he's doing.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, there's no joke.
It's like acid jazz. Mm-hmm.
And it's so precise. What?
Wow. That's going on in the background in a roundabout.
I mean, this jumped already. Do it again, Bill. Do it again. Come on, do it again, Bill.
That feels good.
So, when you listen to the middle bit where it goes into the frown, 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 that's Bill earning his paycheck on that. So, give it up, Andy.
Wow.
Let's do the real thing. Masters.
Great. This is Andy in the afternoon on the sound. Nice job, Christian.
It's me on the guitar right here. I'm just going to play this.
It is. This is not
I'm
true.
I'm just playing along to the...
You're lying to them.
Check it.
Fling a flung a flung. Hey, we've got two pairs of front row seats to Friday night's Mark in the Morning first anniversary
Huge.
Show. And they're going to be given away this week. They're giving away the first pair only to someone with a Mark's Back sticker on their car. So if you have one, take a selfie of you with that sticker on your car, then upload it to markinthemorning.com. All the info's there. They'll have a drawing from the entries. Go to markinthemorning.com for all the easy instructions. Christian's going to be there.
I am.
Early. I'm going to be there.
I believe I'm actually opening the show after.
I think you are. While this show is still going on.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be
That's
good.
That's great.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Earn your money. It's Andy in the afternoon. Speaking of dreams, Christian crushed mine today. It's Andy in the afternoon.
What happened, pal?
100.3 The Sound. You know what you did.
Share with everyone.
You know what you did. The song fight. Every day on Andy in the afternoon at 10 till 4, we each pick a song. No repeats, but no other rules. Picks are secret. And then you tell us what your gut says wins by text. And I choose what is a very, very, very enjoyable song. It's a little tune from Eric Clapton. It's called I Love Rock and Roll, or I Have a Rock and Roll Heart, rather. Song.
Yeah.
But Christian knows, because I kind of played a dirty trick last week, that he also wanted to get in the mud.
Well, what'd
and
you
play...
do last week? What'd you do, buddy?
I played a great song.
What
That's
was
all
it?
I did. It was In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he pulls out this.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Snap.
Snap a bonus day.
Mark Knopfler and Dire Straits with Money for Nothing.
Woo! Just this guitar alone wins.
I think that people should vote for me just to teach you a lesson. Andy's song, if you want to text for the Eric Clapton, text A to 21003. If it's Christian, you text C to 21003. Don't text and drive. Silly. Standard rates apply. Results announced after 6 p.m. We've got more feedback coming up. We've got 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock coming up. And we're putting someone else on the payroll, perhaps you, in just a few moments. Or will we give another $100 to Wazir Ali of Roland Heights? We'll find out moments from now on Andy in the Afternoon. Christian?
Yep.
You're a scalawag.
I know.
This is 100.3 The Sound.
Mm-mm-mm.
Like it.
The pyro.
Pyro.
Yeah, it's very
That's
good.
Right. James Stidham. Stidham. James Stidham. Stidham of Mission Viejo. I'm starting the clock. Clock has been started, James. I wish if it were just a little closer, I wouldn't have to leave the microphone. The phone number, 888-696-1003, James. Call us back in the next 10 minutes at 888-696-1003. James Stidham.
Stidham.
Mission Viejo. That'll get you $100. Or we'll give another $100 to Wazir Ali.
You know what I don't like? I don't like when they pronounce the guy's name Stidham when it's Stidham.
That's a big finish.
Nothing worse than feeling like a dead duck, my man.
That's true. You know I get so saying? Excited when I hear that mm-hmm. break it down again thing. It's because you're going to show me something cool.
I am. And I'm going to play you something cool. All right. So we can do some Steely Dan. let's drink in the glory of Donnie, shall we? I mean,
in the morning you go gunning for the man who stole your water.
All right.
And you fire till he is dawning, but they catch you at the border. And the mourners are all singing as they drag you by your feet. But the hangman isn't hanging, and they put you on the street. Yeah, you go back, Jack, do it again. Wheel turning round, you go back, Jack, do it again.
I mean, does he actually say they're singing?
Yeah.
Does he say they're singing?
Singing.
Yeah.
That's their first album, man. That's their debut album. And they already have their complete sound completely figured out.
Well, it's Don and Walter, man. You can't mess with those two.
Thanks for joining us today. We're doing 100 minutes right now of commercial-free classic rock. Nicely done, Christian. You know, this program here, this is the heartbeat of the Southland. Did you know that?
It is. It is. But not the 25% of the people who hate us.
No.
It's not for them.
No, there's only like 3.8% who hate us.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
Well, that feels better then.
Yeah, 75% love us.
Let's do some singing.
Okay. Andy in the afternoon on the sound.
With me.
With Christian. Now, that's one of the things they don't like. There's a weekend survey of sound listeners about this new show, Andy, in the afternoon. Three quarters of the feedback was like or love listening, so thanks for that. But that's boring, right? Mm. Here are some comments I assume come from the 3.8% who hate listening.
Yeah. Wow.
This one says, I used to love Andy. The other guy in the pairing of the two sucks. You suck. Quit now. Little Christian goes a long way. He knows a lot about music and does have value, but his ego seems to get in the way, and the show doesn't flow well sometimes, and he doesn't need him.
Nope.
Too much talking. Most of the time, I haven't a clue what they're babbling about. They're so full of themselves, it's pitiful.
I'm awesome, Andy. You not so much, just so you know.
This 100 minutes commercial-free classic rock for you. Andy in the afternoon on the sound. So Wazir Ali of Roland Heights got on the payroll this afternoon and has stayed on there. He's got $100 an hour, adds up to, what, one, two, three, four, is it $400 now?
If it was 4 hours, Andy, it would be $400.
Okay.
All right.
He's going to find out in the morning, 8 a.m. with Mark in the morning, if he's getting bumped off or he's going to make $500. So listen in the morning. Maybe your name that's called out. You got to text payroll to 21003 in the meantime if you want to be in the running for that. Again, it's payroll to 21003. Messaging and data rates apply. Don't text and drive because that's stupid. But 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock ain't. This is 100.3 The Sound. You might call it a old-fashioned beatdown.
Want to talk about it?
Song fight. Every day on The Sound, we each pick a song by secret ballot, and you tell us which one is the best, or which one wins by text, anyway. 33% for my song. I got a rock and roll heart from Eric Clapton.
Mm. How'd I do?
Well, that would leave 67% for this
one.
That's 2-1.
Mm. Mm.
But I've never been so happy to lose. Do me a favor, wherever you are, crank this.
Yeah.
When Mark kicks in with his Les Paul and...
Hey, that's Mr. Knopfler to you.
See if you can rattle some windows. It's Andy in the afternoon. 100 minutes commercial-free. Classic rock. Congratulations, Christian.
Thanks, man. I'm one behind you now, buddy. I got you in my sights.
So this morning I get a chance to talk to Neil Young, one of my idols musically, maybe the idol for me musically besides Johnny Cash, and I ask him this question relating to Bob Dylan. Check out his answer.
Bob Dylan goes to your Winnipeg childhood home around Halloween of 2008, and the story that I read is he goes in, knocks on the door, and they invite him in. They realize, holy crap, this is Bob Dylan. And he wants to go into your room, your childhood bedroom, and sit down and look out the window and be in the space that you were when you were listening to music and learning to play music and in your formative years. Is that creepy, or is that a huge compliment that he wants to get inside your head and see what makes you tick?
Well, it's certainly not creepy, and it's great that Bob was
you know, if that indeed was not just a legend and actually happened. It's great that he was interested, and I feel really good about it. And he went right to the right place.
Was there anybody that you feel that way about, that you, you know, that's still around, that you wonder why they're the way they are?
Well, Bob.
Mm. Yeah. Maybe you go to his childhood house.
I'd go to Hibbing.
The rest of the interview is up on our Facebook page, just to go check it out. And you can get the whole thing on the sound page, the entire podcast from this morning, Mark in the Morning episode. And we're giving away more tickets to the screening and Q&A of his movies. That's happening next Monday. Meanwhile, 100 minutes of classic rock on the sound. There should be more flute in classic rock, I think. Definitely more cowbell. Christian, something new tonight. Something,
yeah,
I've never done before.
You're not going to suck?
I see what you did there.
Yeah, that's some fan feedback for you.
The answer is I can't promise that.
Oh.
I'm going to try, instead of reading a bedtime story, I'm going to sing a lullaby. I brought my guitar. Neil Young inspired me today to do something original. So that's coming up in about 15 here on the sound. Gird your loins.
Woo!
What you going to do with it, too? Line nerd, sky nerd. 100.3, the sound. That's the end of the song. It's end of 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock as well on 100.3, the sound. I'm sure glad you joined us for it, for heaven's sakes. Otherwise, it'd just be Christian and I, and that's boring.
Well, according to the research we're getting back, I think people seem to think it is just us sitting here.
Yeah, I know. And by the way, we're going to share more of the research comments all weekend long. It's feedback week,
yeah,
here on 100.3, the sound. Hey, tomorrow morning on Mark in the Morning, Gina's other boss... Hey, it's Adam Carolla.
Hey, it's Adam Carolla.
He's going to call in and talk about Mark and the Gang tomorrow. I'm told I do the worst Adam Carolla possible.
Whose is worse, yours or mine?
I don't know.
Hey.
It's at 8:20 tomorrow, Mark in the Morning. My wife, by the way, crazy about Adam
Carolla. Crazy about the Carolla. Can't get enough Carolla.
Loves Ace. She loves Adam Carolla. I think she just has a thing for guys in radio with the initials AC.
Then his nickname isn't Ace, it's Ack.
Okay, so coming up next, we've got the first lullaby. We've done bedtime stories every night of this program.
You know what I don't like, Andy? I don't like when you do the bedtime stories.
I haven't done a lullaby before, so I don't know if you should call the kids, all of them in. Maybe just the older ones. We'll see how I do this first time, but we're going to do it Facebook Live in just a couple of moments. Stick around. Plus, great classic rock. Rita Wild is on the way very soon on The Sound. Hang out. Oh, for fun's sake.
Hey,
okay, so gather around the wireless, kids. Usually I've been doing a bedtime story at this time, but I thought maybe I could do a lullaby instead. I was running out of short books to read.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But this is the first time I've ever done a lullaby. Christian, Sammy, will you guys just let me know, I mean, what you think. If I've hit the mark or not.
Oh, I will.
It's on Facebook Live, I'm told, as well, if you want to check it out.
Here we go.
This is for you, Silas. Monsters may be hiding in your closet. A witch might pass the window on a broom. Cats can steal your breath when you are sleeping. And demons lurk in corners of your room. Millipedes can burrow in your pillow. Lice will dance around about your hair. But now's the time to forget all your worries. Go to dreamland and I'm going to meet you there. Good night. What do you think?
That was awesome.
Not bad. That was pretty good.
You know what, dog?
A little terrifying, though?
No.
You don't think so?
No, yes.
Just in case, I prepared something for the older folks.
Okay, all right.
Okay. See if you can place this one.
All right.
Good night. Sleep tight. And pleasant dreams to you. Lawrence Welk, here's a wish, sing along, and a prayer that every dream comes true. And though it's always sweet sorrow to part, I know you'll always remain in my heart. I love the look I'm getting from you. It's good. Good night. Sleep tight
and pleasant dreams to you. Everybody sing.
No.
Here's a wish.
A wish.
And a prayer.
And a prayer.
That every dream
don't encourage him, man.
Comes
on.
True. Big finish.
Yeah.
And now until we meet again. Adios. Au revoir. Auf Wiedersehen. Good night. That's for the old folks. Rita Wild comes in now.